I first got involved with the Iditarod about 17 years ago. I had an airplane that I wasn't using very much, and I went to the chief pilot, then chief pilot John Norris, and said, I'm interested in finding something to do with my airplane. Have you got any ideas? And he said, well, why don't you come to one of our meetings, so the Iditarod Air Force, and you can see if you like the group, and maybe, you know, come to a couple meetings and see if you like us, maybe you'll join. So I came to the first meeting. I sat down. John called the meeting to order, and he said, I want you to meet our newest pilot, Ed Cornfield. And that was my introduction to the Iditarod Air Force, and I've never regretted it ever since. So I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because it's really a fun thing to do. You know, we spend our winters in Alaska. It's dark and a little depressing at times, and Iditarod means spring is around the corner. So we start out in the end of February, beginning of March, and go out there. I mean, it's 40 below in McGrath, but by the time you get back to Anchorage, spring is here. The snow is melting. It's slushy. And, you know, spring is right around the corner. My most memorable Iditarod experience is really just generally they're all pretty memorable for me. We haul dogs and people around. Some of the volunteers come from all over the world. Some of them never been in a small plane before, so you get to experience that, the beauty of Western Alaska or any part of Alaska with them. And you know, especially on beautiful days, you can see Mount McKinley, Denali, and it's exciting to see the excitement in their eyes when they get to fly across Alaska in a small plane. Yeah, what I know for sure is that, you know, the Iditarod's here. We're all excited. Spring is just around the corner, and we're all going to have a great time this year. Even in spite of the COVID, we're going to enjoy ourselves, and we're going to be safe.